must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. Except in Brazil, Bruce Douglas reports.
It's not easy being gay in a Brazilian soap opera. In the 1998 Torre de Babel, two lovers, Rafaelo and Leila, were killed in the explosion that destroyed the Tropical Towers shopping centre.
Sentimento a gente sente pronto, cara. Não tem que ficar se perguntando se deve ou se não deve.
In 2005, Globo, Brazil's largest TV network, showed two men declaring their love for each other in America, but axed the scene in which they kissed. Vida, vida, vida. Finally, this year, in a television event that rivaled the moon landings, at least in terms of pre- and post-show hype, Amor à Vida broke the taboo. Just a few months after dumping his sister's baby in a dustbin, Félix, the troubled son of a domineering patriarch, found salvation, love, and an on-screen kiss with Nico.
There were rumors that they had taped three different versions of the kiss, a very mild one, a very hot one, and the one that they actually aired, which was a middle kiss, no tongue, but still a passionate kiss.
Tony Goish is a writer for Brazil's largest TV network, Globo. I spoke to him at the airport on his way from the studios in Rio to his home in Sao Paulo.
After they aired it, they showed it in every TV show, how people reacted to the kiss in the streets, in bars, and people were cheering as if it were a goal.
People have been waiting for this kiss for years and years and years.
Peter Fry is a British anthropologist and writer on homosexuality who has lived in Brazil for over four decades.
I arrived in 1970. I was amazed, actually. Brazil never criminalised homosexuality. And so my first reaction was, my goodness, I'm in a society that doesn't really care.
At that stage, Brazil was still an overwhelmingly Catholic country. Did Catholicism have any bearing on people's attitude to sexuality?
I think that Catholicism then, as now, is kind of background music. So it really wasn't an issue. But what's happened most recently, of course, is the rise of neo-Pentecostal churches in Brazil. And some of these guys have actually become very vociferous against homosexuality. They have elected quite a large number of deputies. And because it's a coalition government, they can influence the way in which government behaves.
I'm standing just outside the evening service of the Igreja Paz e Vida, an evangelical church in a working-class suburb in Rio's northern zone. Around 25% of Brazilians, some 50 million people, now classify themselves as evangelicals, a number that has doubled in the last 20 years. The number of Catholics, meanwhile, has fallen 25%.
I'm Catholic, é de tradição de família.
Being brought up a Catholic, I had to go to church, but I didn't feel anything from the words. But when I set foot in this church, I immediately felt the presence of God.
Like many of this evangelical congregation, Maria Hessenchi said she did not believe that a gay kiss was appropriate for family viewing. In recent years, some soap opera writers have complained of evangelical pressure on plot lines. But despite a social media campaign against Amor à Vida, 72% of the Brazilian television audience watched the kiss. Pastor Silas Malafaia is the president of the Assembleia de Deus, one of the largest evangelical churches in Brazil. I asked him if the screening of the gay kiss showed that he is losing the culture war.
Eu não discuto uma coisa como se eu tivesse numa partida de futebol.
I don't see this like a football match. Gay movement 1, evangelicals 0. We are marking our position in society, stating what we believe and what we want. And if we evangelicals did not set out our position, I can tell you that things would have been a lot worse.
A coisa ia ser muito pior do que é, com a maior das certezas, eu estou dizendo isso para você.
Though the evangelicals have conceded this particular battle, they are confident that in the long run, their congregations and influence will continue to grow.
Bruce Douglas reporting.